Last week's parasha, Parashas Pinchas, is a difficult parasha to talk about because the theme is a kanoyis, to be a kanoy. You know, everyone loves to be that guy, that kanoy, that stands up for what's right and makes a difference and does something even violent, which is what happened in last week's parasha. But there's a beautiful var from the Abtei Rav, the Oiv Yisrael. The Abtei Rav loved every single Jew. Loved every Jew. The name of the Savior is Oiv Yisrael. We said over famously, maybe this, we mentioned this a few months ago, maybe. They said, he used to say over there, in every parsha, there's a remez to loving Jews. So they said to him, what about in parsha's Balak? So he says, what are you talking about? Balak stands for v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Easy. Beis lamed kuf, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. They said, the Rebbe, you got all your letters wrong. It's a beis, not a vav, lamed, kuf, not a chaf. He said, that's your problem. You're always looking too close. If you look so close, Taki, you're not going to like every Jew. If you're willing to take a couple of feet back and look with a more broader eye, you'll see, no, not so bad. He's not such a terrible person. It's a famous word from the Abtei Rav. So the Abtei Rav said in this week's parasha, he said, what does it mean, Kanoim Poigim? So we learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kanoim Poigim, and we actually discussed this at length when we learned Ksubis Sunday morning. Kanoim Poigim means if you're a Kanoi, however you fit that criteria, you got to go out and kill him. That's the halacha. But Shuais points out, Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Kanoim Poigim is not just for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Everyone has to put on tefillin. Kanayim Poigim is only if you fit a criteria. You have to fit that group. It's not for every single, it's a unique mitzvah. Moshe Weiss writes like that. It's a unique mitzvah that's not for everyone. Every other mitzvah is every Jew has to put on tefillin and every Jew has to blow shofar, but not every Jew has to be a kanayim. Not only that, they say over that they once asked the Bishkar Rav, why Taka wasn't Pinchas the leader after Moshe Rabbein? So the person said over, because a kanayim can't be a leader. And the Bishkar Rav did not like that answer. Bishkar Rav said, who said that? Who state? But there's a lot of truth to that. Right? You think about it just in your own life. A leader is usually not cut out for a kanois. But kanois means, the problem with kanois is people think kanois means I'm a higher professional kanoi. Kanois, real kanois means you never want to do your job. Kanois shouldn't be like, okay, what's on the agenda today to yell and scream about? That's what we have today. Now we have people who wait to schedule, you know, things to be a kanoi about. That's the opposite of kanois. A real kanoi never wants to be a kanoi. He doesn't wait for the moment, oh, now I have an opportunity to go light something on fire or throw rocks or protest in someone's house. No, they want to avoid ever doing any kanois. That's the difference between a real kanoi and a fake kanoi. But Zokta Abtei Rav, he said, what is kanoi and poigim boy? So he says, the Lashon poigim means tefillah. He says, you know what you do if you see someone who's not acting appropriately? Daven for him. Feel bad for him. Daven. How many of us, when we see Jews that are not religious, you know, we daven for them? We don't think twice about them. Says like, no, if you see someone who's acting inappropriately, the right attitude is to daven for them. Thus made kanayim poigi from loshen pigia. Like Moshe ain't pigia loshen tefila. So poigi means daven for them. That's the Abtei Rav's, you know, unbelievable love for Klal Yisrael. And when he saw kanoyas, he looked at it and said to himself, instead of yelling and screaming at them and, you know, throwing rocks and burning garbage cans, you daven for them. It's sad. You see people that you, just like people that are physically ill, you daven for them. People that are spiritually ill, you daven for them. You see people that are so disconnected from religion. It's sad. It's heart wrenching. So what do you do? So instead of yelling at them, you daven for them. Very, very different pshat in the way most of us understand the idea of kanoim poigim boy in last week's parsha. Just to ear everything out, consider everyone here in the shir, part of my family. So there's been a lot of discussion the last couple of weeks of what job I'm doing or not doing, where I'm going, where I'm not going. So just for the record, so in this way you hear it from me first, and you can hear all the other stories later. I did get the job in a break-off shul here in the neighborhood. I got the vote, but due to technical and disagreements of how to navigate forward, I am not taking the job. Okay, so shouldn't affect anything here anyways. But just if you hear rumors, so, you know, they always say you make it big in Judaism when people quote you wrong. Okay, so, you know, when they start to slander, you'll know... That's the story. But again, I do thank many of the people from this year were very active in trying to help me get this position and other positions. But many, especially Chidim and Ashurim, that were very active and spent a lot of time. This was a long process. It wasn't a couple of days. It was probably years. We were busy with this job and interviewing and meetings. And many people in this year were very helpful. And I'm immensely indebted and grateful to them for all that they did, even though this did not pan out for many, many reasons. If you want the whole story, you can talk to Mike. I'm sure he'll give you the whole story. But it's not much story. It's not that exciting. It's not such gossip on Lashon Hara Baruch Hashem. It's not that exciting. But I'll call upon him, those that were very metapo, Lipstein, Jeff Rohr, others, like me, Boy Michael, but all those people that were very involved, I thank you very much for your time and effort. And Baruch Hashem, we can continue learning Torah together, wherever it's going to be. I don't know, but the Vaila, we're here. We're going to learn Torah together. Okay. So we're holding over here on the sheet. We have a double-sided sheet. One sheet was from last week. the other sheet should be new. So we're on the side that has number 9 on the right corner. We started talking last week about, is there such a problem for Sefer Torah P'sula legabe the din of Kriyas HaTorah? We know the Shagas Aryeh, the Shagas Aryeh said, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Deraisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah. What about the din of Kriyas HaTorah? You got to read from the Torah. So we started off with a Gemara in Gittin number 10. The Daf Yomi is going to get there really soon. Last week it was a little further away. This week we're very close. So the Gemara in Gittin is important because the Gemara in Gittin is the Makar for a Machloikis Rishayim. The Gemara says in Gittin number 10. If it's Sefer Torah, is you're missing an entire yiriya, entire row, ain't kaychem bo. You're not allowed to read from it. So what do you see from this Gemara? So most of us would see from this Gemara not too much. But Tosis and Megillah, number 11, Tosis and Megillah says from this Gemara, I see that the only time a Sefer Torah becomes possible for Kriya is only if it's missing a yiriya achas. Yiriya achas is like an entire column. But if it's only missing Zaktosis, V'ilu, Chaser, he says if it's missing a pasuk or two or shelosh tevis, loy mifsal b'hachi. So according to Taisvus and Gittin, we already have a very big sniff lahakel, so to say. Because according to Taisvus, as long as the Sefer Torah is not missing yiriyachas, so again, even if we're ena b'kiyim b'seis v'chaseis, we don't have that much in one spot missing. So l'chayr, according to Taisvus and Megillah, our sifrei Torah would be kosher at least for kriyas haTorah. So when we had the kasha last week or 2 weeks ago, how did the Shagas Aryeh lane? According to the Shagas Aryeh, none of the Sefer Torah kosher has Elaine. The answer is could be holds like Tosfos and Megillah. According to Tosfos and Megillah, the Sefer Torah, although it's not a kiyum of Ksiva Sefer Torah, but it would still be kosher for Kriyas HaTorah. The problem is many Rishonim argue on Tosfos, one of them being the Rashba over there in Gittin. The Rashba says no. He says that if by Tefillin and Mezuzah, the Mishnah says in Menachos, that if it's missing one word, one letter, it's possible, that's for sure got to be true for Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah's got to be Muhammad, not Mo'mekel. So therefore points out the Rashba, he disagrees with Tosfos, and it is a very big Machalikis Rishonim. Tosfos is the minority opinion where he says that any little soul does not possible, while Rav Rishonim go like the Rashba, the Ramban, that Sefer Torah Shechasa or Is Achas, or Yeser or Is Achas, is possible for Kriyas HaTorah. Right, the mitzvah the rice of Ksiva and the mitzvah the rabbanon of Kriyas HaTorah.
So, you're reading from a Sefer
Torah. Right, so that's the Chiddush. Right, the Chiddush is that even though what you need to be a Sefer Torah for the Kima mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you don't need in order to be becoming the mitzvah the rabbanon of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, the problem that you'll ask me is, I don't know if I'll get into this because we're already a little off topic, is what about when the Kriyas HaTorah is the rice? Let's say like Pasha Socha. So then you'd also tell me the same thing? So that's a little bit more complicated. But take a look at the Rambam sheet. Again, we're going to try to keep it not so... Exactly, right. That's the question. So we'll see that here, according to Tosfos, reading from a Sefer Torah that has missing letters or missing words is not like reading from a Chumash. It's better. It's like reading from a Kosher Sefer Torah to which the Kriya is Kosher. Now, we're going to see, again, there's a lot here to talk halacha l'maisa. I think we had a share once on a Tuesday night about it. But I just want to focus more on lumdus just because that's the style of what we're doing here. Yeah.
What I'm missing, sorry, here is like, this, the difference, the tremendous difference between all yiriya and one letter is the spar of Tosfos, you can still understand and figure it out.
It's not clear.
It's
not clear where Tosfos is coming from. It seems like Tosfos just made a deal from the Gemara. The Gemara says it's the Shechasi Yiriyachas Basel. So Tosfos says, well, it's only that, but not this. Even though L'chayr, you can argue that if it's Chasi letters, it's not a Sefer Torah. And we saw that last week from, we saw such a pshat, the Torah Hashem Tamima. It's got to be a whole Sefer Torah. But Tosfos doesn't give you too much information. He just tells you that he has a deek from the Gemara in Daf Tes, that the Gemara in Gittin, that the Gemara says Chasi Riachas passels it. So the implications and anything under that is kosher. Doesn't give you too much svar. But now I want to focus on the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is very gishmak. So the Rambam number 13, Hilchos Sefer Torah. Truth is, you look up the same Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin. In the beginning over there, he says basically the same idea. Dr. Rambam. Nimtzis lomach esrim dvarim heim. Dr. Rambam, there are 20 rules you have to know for a Sefer Torah. Shebuchol echel mehen poisel Sefer Torah. Any one of these 20 things that is missing, it makes the Sefer Torah puzzle. Puzzle for what? Puzzle for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Or puzzle for Kriyas HaTorah? Not clear. Now again, this is not a Rambam Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. This is a Rambam Hilchos Sefer Torah. Zog the Rambam, what are they? V'nase bohen echot mehen arehu k'chumish min ha'chumoshim shem lamde mehem ha'tinoikis. Like one of the chumoshim the kids learn out of. V'ein boi k'dusha sefer Torah. And has absolutely no k'dusha. What's that negay to? Chas v'shalom if it falls, or does it need gneiz, or whatever. There's no k'dusha sefer Torah. Zog the Rambam, v'ein k'yurim bo b'rab. Oh, that's a giveaway. You can't read from it in public. So what does that sound like? The Rambam seems to be saying that if they say the Torah misses any one of his 20 halachas, it's garnished. You can't use it for Kriyas HaTorah, you can't use it for a Sefer Torah, it's garnished with garnished. You're not yoytzei the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, you're not yoytzei the mitzvah of Darbonah of Kriyas Sefer Torah. If it falls on the floor, you don't have to do whatever you have to do. It's garnished. It's not a Sefer Torah. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. I'm saying I didn't say it's garbage. It's garnished, meaning it's not a sefer chas v'shalom. They're not garbage. It's a chumash kechumash min hachumashim. It's like any of the other books that we have printed that avada should not be nisbaze. They should be treated with kedusha, but they don't have the kedusha sefer Torah. Now, what are the 20 rules? So I didn't give you all 20. I gave you two. Zot deram shechaser afilu ois achas. It's missing one letter. Shehoisef afilu ois achas. It has one extra letter. So 1 second. Now we got a problem on our hands. Why? Because according to the Rambam, ois achas, a yes or a chos, or more or less is a psal. So what do you do with the Gemara? Einanu b'kiyim b'yaseis v'chaseiris. We know we don't have it right. We know we don't have it perfect. So does that mean every sefer Torah that we walk around with is by definition, according to the Rambam, a chumash? Or maybe not. Again, simple Rambam, Hilchos Sefer Torah sounds like that if you have a sefer Torah that's missing a letter or has an extra letter or an extra word, no good.
When we're not b'kiyim, we know that where it's different. It's not that we don't know.
So one way you can learn the Rambam is it means shechaser of that we've established it should be or shouldn't.
Right.
I mean, the Rambam doesn't mean in the perfect world. The Rambam means we have a tradition, and this is the way we write sefer Torah for thousands of years. And this is the, and if you veer off of that, then your sefer Torah is possible.
We've seen this before. Have to go that way.
That's right. So the push-up shot would be, the Rambam is not telling us an unbelievable chiddush that all our Sefer Torah are apostles. That would be unheard of. Yet the Rambam is telling us that once we have a tradition how to write a Sefer Torah, let's say, for example, the Rambam l'chayra yesh lodin, what he does with the Ramah. I remember we had a Ramah. The Ramah said, if you pull out a Sefer Torah and it's chaser, says Ramah, don't bother taking out another one. Why not bother taking another one? Because who says that other one will be better? Now, we'll see. Does that work with this Rambam? The Rambam seems to be saying that if any Sefer Torah, now you also have to know what does it mean ve'ein koyrim bo yibarabim. You don't read it publicly. What does that mean? Does that mean lechatchila, or does that mean even b'di'evit? Does that mean you can't, or does that mean you shouldn't? We'll have to see. Now, so this Rambam seems to be very clear. No grace of chedushim here. This Rambam is like the Rashba, that the Gemara comes out in Gittin, even though it talks about a yiriyah, it also means afilu ois. And the rule is that a Sefer Torah that's missing or too much is possible. No, this Rambam shouldn't be any drastic chiddush to anyone.
This is so surprising that I always heard every time we find something, oh, the Rambam people will say.
So that's because it's not the Rambam and Sefer, it's the Rambam and Tshuva. So if you take a look at number 14, the Rambam and Tshuva say Rambam. Very good. Yeah, what do you want to say with that? Okay, good. So we're going to have to talk. If I could highlight, I would highlight those words. Dr. Rambam, not only does it have no kedusha sefer Torah, you can't read it barabbim. So l'chayra, pashab shan the Rambam, you can't use it for kriyas haTorah. That's what the Rambam would mean. This is an invalid sefer Torah for the usage of, kriyas haTorah. So, if you connect our Gemara with this Rambam, you say, well, and you go like the Shagasayu who took it to the umpth degree, so you'd say, hey, we're in trouble. According to the Rambam, we don't have a Sefer Torah to use for. That's what one could have connected the dots. But then you come to the Tshuva and Rambam, it's a whole different sugya. Says the Rambam in the Tshuva and Pe'er Hador, the Rambam Sefer, Tshuva and Rambam Sefer called Pe'er Hador. So someone wrote him a letter. Shailo, Yerenu Marenu. Okay. You want the rabbi to rule. The Sefer Torah she'ein asuya ka'alocha. A Sefer Torah that is not done al pi alocha. Oy svarim shaklav she'ein vade psulim. This is not like a shayla. This is a puzzle Sefer Torah. It's puzzle from the get-go. It's missing any one of the 20 things that the Rambam says you need. Imutal levarach. Can you make a brach on it? Now, you're asking that to the Rambam? If I'd be the Rambam, I'd say back, ayin Rambam hilcha Sefer Torah. Rambam said, ain't kareim babarach. And now,
Shaul is asking that he assumes the Rambam wrote this din on Ksiva Sefer Torah, not on Kriya.
But what do you do with Ein Karim by Rambam in the Rambam? Rambam says, Ein Karim by Rambam. You cannot read the Sefer Torah publicly. So the implication that we all got from this Rambam was that means it's unacceptable for Kriya Sefer. So now you're going to send the Rambam and Shaul, Rabbi, I have a Sefer Torah post. Can I make a bracha? Bracha, I got China. You can't use it. So what's the Rambam answer? Listen to this. Hold on to your yarmulke. Zok the Rambam, tshuva, mota levarech behem. Avada, make a bracha. No problem. A Sefer Torah puzzle. No shaila puzzle. It's got a psulim. It's Dr. Rama make a bracha on it. Vein habracha al akriya b'sefik my habracha al netil lulav yeshivasuk. Dr. Rama lumped this. I mean, the Rama obviously knew he had to explain himself. How can you make a bracha on apostle sefer Torah? We don't make a bracha on apostle lulav. We don't make a bracha on any dvar mitzvah that's apostles like the Rama because there's a fundamental difference. Vein habracha al akriya b'sefik my habracha al netil lulav or yeshiva b'sukkah because the bracha on kriya Torah is not like the bracha we make on lulav or suk. Shem hoisa halulav. Any other dvar mitzvah, if you take a thing that's possible, then automatically the bracha is a bracha l'vatolah. You're making the bracha on the mitzvah. This is what we call in English a berachas ha-mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is not there, then the bracha is in an invalid bracha. But by Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah is not the chetza of the Torah. The mitzvah is reading Torah. Bein shekara b'sefer kosher, bein shekara b'sefer posel. Doesn't matter what the status of the sefer Torah is. The din is Kriyas HaTorah. So that's your kasha. So then why not use a chumash? Why bother going through this whole spiel over here, according to Rama? So the Rama v'afilu kairu bo al pe'atzmo yishal ha-kriyah ha-mitzvah. Sha'aleo on b'vorch. So the Rambam, we don't really care what the status of the sefer Torah is. Because the mitzvah is not to read from a sefer Torah kosher. The mitzvah is to read from a Torah.
Yeah, but the promise he said it does have a shame sefer Torah.
Oh, the promise is it's a blatant steer to the Rambam Hilchas sefer Torah. This is like Miyom Le'ayil over here. What's going on over here? The Rambam gave us the impression in Hilchas sefer Torah and repeats it in Hilchas Tefillin that a sefer Torah shechasu is a garnish mit a garnish. It's nothing. It's not a sefer Torah. Again, like garnish mechomish. Would the Rambam say you take a chomish Shabbos morning and you make a bracha on it? It's hard to imagine. So talk to the Rambam, it gets even better, says the Rambam. He said, that's what they used to do in the Ma'arov in the West. That's what the practice was, that they used to read from klaf that was not ibud. That's one of the things that apostles say, if it's not worked, the Shema. And they made a bracha before they landed, they made a bracha after they landed. And this wasn't just a shul of a bunch of nobodies. This was a go'ini olam watched, and no one had a problem. Must be, says the Rambam, the lomdus of the bracha on Kriyas HaTorah is not a din in the Kedusha Sefer Torah or even the status of the Sefer Torah. It's a reflection over the mitzvah of reading from reading Torah. Therefore, Zok the Rambam, whether the Sefer Torah is possible doesn't validate the bracha.
We read this verse before the past 4 weeks.
Exactly. So this Rambam, is very helpful back to, now plug this Rambam back to the Shagasaya. The Shagasaya has no, if you go like this Rambam, the Shagasaya has no problems anymore. What's the Shagasai? What was the problem with the Shagasai? Is apostle Sefer Torah because you weren't Mekayim? Who cares about the mitzvah of Sefer Torah? We're dining over here in our sugya about are you Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah? Are they Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah according to the Rambam? Because you can be Yotzei even with apostle Sefer Torah. But the problem is the steel in Rambam. The Rambam Miyana Chazaka was very strong, but this is the way it has to be. And in the Chuvas, in the Parador, it's a whole different sugya. What's going on over here? So if you take a look at number 15, the Beis Yosef in trying to remember, was the Beis Yosef in Yerodea? Was he in Arachayim? Don't remember right now. Because again, there's two sugyas where this comes up. One is in Yerodea and Hilchas Sefer Torah. That's in Yerodea. Then it comes up in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah and Simkuf Mem Gimel. I don't remember where this Beis Yosef was. If it was in Yerodea or Arachayim, you have to forgive me. But the Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuva HaRashba. Talk to Rashba number 15. The Tema HaRashba al Dvar of the Tshuva. The Rashba asks on this Rambam. He says, it's a Pella. It's a blatant stira. In Rambam, Yad HaChazaka, he's very clear that a Sefer Torah that's chaser cannot be read, but tzibur, it has no kedusha Sefer Torah. Then in Tshuvas HaRambam, he says, yeah, no problem. Make a bracha, everything is fine. So the Tshuvas HaRashba comes up with a very interesting chil. He writes, the kosav shenira loy shebi al dusay kosav kain, ubezek nusay chazar bo. The kosav b'chibel of soul. Rambam changed his mind. Today in the world they call it, he evolved, right? He changes, they do this with politicians. I 20 years ago, I changed my mind. I evolved. I realized that this is right and that is right. Whatever. So Dr. Raj was saying with the Rambam. The Rambam started out, apparently he wrote the Tshuvas HaRambam first. But he wrote the Tshuvas HaRambam. He was convinced one way. Then when he sat down to write the Rambam, Yad HaChazaka, he changed his mind. It's a big chiddush. I'm not saying it's impossible. But it's, you know, it's a chiddush to say that the Rambam had one way. But the Rajma doesn't even like his own pshat. Says the Rajma, I don't like my pshat. Why? Interesting kash, he says, Lefiza Yiksha, Mashakosav Shekei Nogu Bifne Goine Oilam. Frank the Rajba, if I'm right, that the Rambam changed his mind, and now the Rambam holds us wrong. So all those people that the Rambam testified about are all wrong now. And the Rambam told us that he saw Goine Oilam that did this, and everyone was okay with it. So Frank the Rajba, those Goine Oilam are now wrong. Now, I'm not really sure what the kash is. They made a mistake, just like the Rambam did. What do you mean? The Rambam also made a mistake. But what he means to say is that according to this Rambam, after the smoke clears, retroactive.
I mean, what did the Rambam really mean by that?
The Rambam was telling us what we call today a Maaseh Rav. First-hand testimonial that there were big rabbis. Yeah. And, you know, we don't know who the Gaon HaOlam were. They probably weren't a bunch of nobodies. Right, but it's so funny that the Rajba held those akasha. To say that now that the Rambam retracted would then mean that retroactively all those Gaon HaOlam were doing... What do you mean? The Rambam also thought like that for a while. So for the sake... You tell me now the Rambam's no good because he at one point in his life thought a wrong conclusion. The Gaon HaOlam obviously had what they... Right, maybe they also changed their minds. Who knows?
Not changed his mind because there was...
It's not clear we won't bother the Rajba about this so much.
Rambam was a leader.
Right, the Rambam at some point thought this way. I mean, it couldn't have been Krum. Right? We like to believe it couldn't have been Krum, because if it was Krum, the Rambam would have never even popped into his head. That's a real brisk way of saying it, right? Something Krum wouldn't even go into the Rambam's head. Elamai must have been that the Rambam had a good side for that. And maybe the time Shia changed his mind. So it would be so schwer for the Goyim to blight with that. Like, what? Meaning, if we didn't have the Rambam Yad HaChazaka, would we go crazy from this Chubas Rambam? No, we wouldn't have. We actually would have said, it's only because we have a Rambam Yad HaChazaka, all of a sudden now we're like, how could the Rambam say what he said? So the Goyim didn't have a Chubas Rambam Yad HaChazaka. So I thought it was an interesting kasha from the Rajma. But if you take a look in the Kesef Mishnah, which is the Beis Yosef, he has his own pshat in this Rambam. Mori Dikab Pshat, he writes it this. The Efshal Oimer, the Hosom B'delei Efshal Hu, he wants to tie in on a Kimta in the Rambam. The Rambam's sheet about chosiv yes, it depends on the situation. He wanted to tell you that over there was talking about b'delei efshalhu. The Chulis Rambam that was sent to the Rambam was a place where they only had one sefer Torah, and that one sefer Torah was possible. Is this or nothing? And then said the Rambam, is this or nothing? I'll accept it b'di'evet. I'll accept the sefer Torah as possible. Khan, the Rambam over here in Yad HaChazaka, she'in karim b'tzibu hu b'de efshalhu. The Rambam means you have five sefer Torah in the Aron, and you pulled out this puzzle. So why should you use the puzzle one if you have a kosher one? This is the famous Kesef Mishnah that Ronnie was referring to before. This is why, because according to the Rambam, you can use a sefer Torah apostle, b'di'evet. Therefore, says, okay, what does b'di'evet mean? B'di'evet means b'dolay efshar. I have nothing else. It's either this or nothing. So therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, this way, when you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you take out another masculine, welcome Shim Tatos. And you begin where? Not in the beginning of the parasha, which you would have thought should be the proper place, because you were reading from a Sefer Torah apostle, but rather the halacha is you begin from a Sefer Torah, from the spot where you recognize the mistake. Why? Okay. The kivan shehu b'di'evet, havilei kimo yilei efshaluhu. Dr. Rama, because it was b'di'evet, it already happened. That's the same thing as not happening. Now you can argue on that.
Where's the Kesef Mishnah get that that was the case?
He doesn't. The Kesef Mishnah wants to answer these two Rambams. That's right. The Kesef Mishnah wants to say that the two Rambams are not a stira. One is b'di'evshah, one is b'di'evshah. And Mamele, he takes it a step further. He says, not only that, he says, now, if you already did it, that's like having the b'di'evshah. And that you can argue.
That's great, but it doesn't say that.
Of course not. It doesn't say anything. The Rajma doesn't feel like that either. But he. Again, he assumes. No, this was the whole thing. I gave you everything that's there, guys.
Right. And it looks like that's what the meaning of the actual letter from the.
Yes.
With
this is all his.
Right. So then how does
that's the beauty of the Kesef Mishnah. He felt that he has to make an akimta with these two Rambams. He's going to tell you that one Rambam is talking about when you have no choice. That was the Shaila sent to him. And Yad HaChazaka means when you have options. But that's one Chiddush in the Kesef Mishnah. The second Chiddush is that, and this already Achrayim asked on the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah took a huge jump. He said, well, if I have no other Sefer Torah, I can use a Sefer Torah apostle. So too, if the Evid I used, that I could also use it. Mechatesa. B'di'evet is true. I get b'di'evet, but b'di'evet is not the same thing as delay efshar. Yeah, so now you have another sefer Torah, reread the last five aliyahs. So the Kesef Mishnah took the double plunge. Plunge number one, he used machal between efshar b'delay efshar. And plunge number two was he calls a b'di'evet the same thing as the delay efshar.
And why did he say take it from the spot? Why wouldn't you start the aliyah over? You had all that time to get a new sefer.
Because he holds that b'di'evet, everything he did was kosher. Because
the
he
bracha still holds.
There's a whole halachic shaila what to do with the bracha. That's more complicated. But this chiddush is the Rambam. The Rambam holds that b'di'evet created from a sefer Torah apostle is kosher b'di'evet. The Zokta Kesef Mishnah, the Afal Gav, the Haychosu b'Milsei b'di'evet mi'ayotzer, the Lishna the Rabbeinu Hachidai. Oh, Now the because the Mishnah says, let me prove to you my pshat, the Rambam. Because what does it say in the Rambam? The imkaru betzibur loyot shaloi kasa the imkaru boy betzibur loyot shidechemus kviyasei. Gotta be a real medaikin in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't say the imkara betzibur loyotza, which would have implied even b'diavad. The Rambam didn't say that. What did the Rambam say? The ma elakayrim boy. The Rambam just said elakayin kayrim boy b'Rambam. The mashma lechatchilu who dein kayrim boy b'diavad also lam kriy. That's a nice deal. We gotta give the Kesef Mishnah credit. Kesef Mishnah has a good deal in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ve'ein ba'kedusha sevetari, ve'ein karim ba'bram." You cannot read it b'rabbi. What does that mean? It's lachatchil. You shouldn't read it b'rabbi. But if you did, or you have no choice, then it's kosher. So, Dr. Kesef Mishnah, I have a deek in the Rambam. So, the Kesef Mishnah's mahalach and the two Rambams are depending on your situation. So, if you're stranded on an island somewhere, and the only sevetari on the island is a sevetari apostle, so according to the Rambam, you should use it and even make brachas. Now, if you take a look at the Bis Yosef, he quotes from his Rebbe, his Rebbe was Reb Yaakov Beirav, Ari Beirav, that's it. Ari Beirav was the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef, he quotes him, says, Ava Moiri HaRav HaGayim Reb Yaakov Beirav, we call him Mari Beirav. He had a whole different cook on this Rambam. And he said like this, Hinnig, he had a practice, Lahoitzi Sevet Torah Acheres, to take out another Sevet Torah, Wulahaschil Mimokam Shirim Tzatois, which is really what the Kesef Mishnah writes already. Could be he got this from his Rebbe, that when you find the Sefer Torah apostle, what do you do is you start from the place where the mistake appeared. You count from those that already leaned. We're not going to get into the brachas issue. This is what I want. Says the Beis Yosef, what's pshat that b'diavad you can use the Sefer Torah apostle? So he says, given Shahar Rambam kosev b'tshuva lahachshir, since the Rambam passes in a tshuva that you can use the Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer Torah apostle, ain loymar shechaz abo bechibur. I don't want to suggest like the Rashba that he retracted and changed his mind. El akorchach tzoch loymar shemash kosev bechibur ain leinyan kriya b'tzibur. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah and the Rambam in Tshuvas Rambam are two different sugyas. Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam was talking about the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, what we'd call today the Shagasai. Zokte Beis Yosef, the Rambam over there was talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Ela inyan kiyam mitzvah sasei lichtoiv kol echad Sefer Torah. Aval inyan kriya betzibur ein tos ma'akev bo. Says the Beis Yosef, quoting from his Rebbe, beautiful. The Rambam and Hilchos Sefer Torah is not a stira, but they're two different sugyas. Hilchos Sefer Torah was discussing the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. 100%. The Rambam holds, if you're missing anything, you get no credit for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, which is what the Shagasaya held. The Rambam and Tshuva says the Beis Yosef, no, the Rambam and Tshuva are talking about the mitzvah of the Rabban of Kriyas HaTorah. For the mitzvah of the Rabban of Kriyas HaTorah, it's fine to have this pshat, so it's all fine. So, lechur, this pshat in the Rambam is mamish beautiful for the Shagasaya. This is going to be the answer to the Shagasai. How did Shagasai lay from the Torah? He held all the Sefer Torah apostle. He held those two dinim. There's the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Then there's the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. The two don't overlap. It's beautiful. Mam is very gishmak.
According to Beis Yosef's understanding of Rambam, you should never start writing a Sefer Torah because you're never going to end up with Chaseras and Yaseras.
So you'll never start writing it to try to be Mekayim the mitzvah derais of Ksiva Sefer Torah.
No, only the ones that we know about.
All of Dafka.
Right.
According to Rambam, we're going to write Sefer Torah because we have some form of a tradition.
Right.
If for whatever reason there'll be something that comes up, we'll still be kosher. We'll be kosher for Kriyas HaTorah, but not kosher for Ksiva Sefer Torah. That's the way he wants to learn it. So I thought this would be very gishmak for our sugya. It would make everything very nice. So if you take a look in the Sefer number 18, he writes, V'toichin yisoy dvarav shamayri beirav. What exactly is the underlining yisoy of the mayri beirav? Mamish, what we've been saying the whole sugya. Devade leinyan ki mitzvah. Ksiva sefer Torah kosher chaser achas loy kaim a mitzvah. Avade, if you want to know if you mekaim the mitzvah, ksiva sefer Torah, if you don't have it perfect, you get nothing. Avol leinyan kriya betzibur ein tos besefer Torah ma'akabah. That does not pass on the sefer Torah. Demikara kein tiknu anavim veezra hasoifer the also akriya. That's where they structured it. Afilu besefer Torah kazeshu chaser yasu mutal varchalov. Zeushita saramam mitshuva. That's the Rambam's tshuva. Now we pass it somewhere in between. Uladidon, we paskin, afsha habi, we show him cholko al Rambam, even though many we show him argue on the Rambam, such as the Rashba, Kamashikasab and the Labadib Rashba, Naktina de Bidyevit, Mashakar, Krabbe Sevetar, Psula, Yotz de Chevas, Kriya Sevetar. We hold that at least Bidyevit will be Samech on the Rambam. That's why if you pull out a Sevetar after the fifth Aliyah, you realize it's absurd, well, we won't start from scratch. Because we'll say Kedai l'smaychal Rambam. Rambam held it's kosher b'di'evit. Rambam held it's kosher maybe even l'chatchila. And according to Rambam, you could take it as a teretz posel l'chatchila. That we're not going to do. But b'di'evit will be samech on the Rambam. That's why halacha l'maysa. Everyone knows if you find this psul in the Sefer Torah, you don't have to go back. Where does that come from? It comes from this Chuvas Rambam. This Chuvas Rambam. Although the Chuvas Rambam sounds like even l'chatchila, that maybe Maribe Rav Yosef's Rebbe only used it b'di'evit, which is why we today only use it strictly b'di'evit.
So the Esrim Devarim that we started off with.
That was for Kriyas HaTorah. That was for Ksivas, for the Mitzvah of Ksiv. Correct. Yes. Okay.
That always had one Sefer
Torah. If you only have one, then you could be Semech on the Rambam all the way through. If someone has one Sefer Torah, that's all he has, then he should be Semech on the Ketzav Mishnah on the Rambam. Now, it's a perk to have less of Sefer Torah.
How can you say that the Nevi'im and Ezra Sefer were sacking it that way? They didn't have Chaseris B'Yaseris then. They were dealing with real Sefer Torah.
No, so no? he must mean even real Yaseris B'Yaseris, legitimate ones. Sides for the ones that we don't know. Real ones. Like Oysam and Atim and Pasha Sam. They gave you more flexibility when it came to the Mitzvah Rabban of Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he means. It's a Bechidish. We would assume that the mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah should reflect the chefza of the Torah. He's saying, no, the Rambam held that the mitzvah of Kriya Sefer Torah, they're much more lenient about what's accepted. Okay, if you look at the next page, again, I we can get very bogged down with this. I thought it was interesting just to mention a couple of Mar Mekayimus on the topic. It's quite ironic because I was on Yutor and I saw that Rabbi Simon is learning this Zman Techeles, his summer. So he started off with this Shalach, that's Renegade Techeles, what we talked about 2-3 weeks ago. I'm not going to go into it so much because I think it's getting us a little off topic. We got to get back to our topic. But the shayla we talked about a few weeks ago was, if the Shagasai is right, ain't on the Bikim, you say, and therefore we throw up our hands, we say, I'm sorry, we can't do this. Why not try all options because of Savik Derais Lachum? What happened to the rule called Savik Derais Lachum? When something is a Derais, you got to try every avenue and every possibility until you get it right. Why don't we say Savik Derais Lachum by
Mitzvah? We don't know what we're going to say.
That's what we said.
So we mentioned this kasha. We said this is not our kasha. This kasha is originally found in a sefer called Machne Chaim. It was quoted by Rav Moshe Netshuva, which we saw quoted by Rav Shmuel Vosner. We saw quoted by Rav Yashiv. Three great gedolim, and none of them gave our answer, which worries me a little bit. None of them gave. What was our answer? We said a yisoid, which we'll see who's the Baal HaMem of this yisoid. We'll get to is that the yisoid of Savik Derais Lechomer only works if after you do the thing you'll be mavara the suffer. Let's say for example, you don't know if you remember. You don't remember if you benched. So if you bench again, you know for sure you benched. But over here, what am I going to do? I'm going to do every configuration. It's impossible. You're not going to do every configuration in the book because it's too many options. Terry says you'll try a couple. But so what? Even after I do a couple, I'm still left with how do I know if I got it right? That was our answer. Same thing with Tchelis. So it comes up in Tchelis. Why? Because the argument always against why do the argument for the pro Tchelis people, and again, I'm not taking a stand on this topic whatsoever.
You don't have to.
I should. I'll leave it at that.
But it's what the Shiva does.
My Rebbe was Tchelis. And he told me I should with Tchelis also. But that's a shulz for a different time. I should with Tchelis. I'm not going to disagree. I should. I'm actually pro Tchelis. I'm not on the anti Tchelis side. But in any case, and we discussed it a couple times. Yeah, I'm officially pro Tchelis for whatever it's worth. But in any case, but the pro Tchelis people argue to the anti Tchelis people is, what do you have to lose? Not only what do you have to lose, maybe you have a mitzvah to put on Tchelis, because suffered the Reis Lechomra. This might be right. Whether you accept this Tchelis or not, it's worth a shot. At best, it's a suffer. So Savi Derais Lechomer should say you have to put on Tchelis. That's the argument. So what's the counter argument? The anti Tchelis argument is, what are you talking about? Will I know after I put on this blue that this is the right Tchelis? We'll never know. So Savi Derais is only if after I do it, I know for sure.
Now,
that's true. I agree with you. There still might not be a downside. The question is, can you tell me that halachically I have to? Can you force me from a halachic argument?
In other words, if you're saying you're doing it for the purpose of this mitzvah, and it's not the mitzvah, then you're doing Tchelis.
So the pashtus is if you're trying to do it for the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's not. I mean, there is some other Baal Tosef issues over Mashiach. Because it's true about it. Again, I stayed off of Tchelis topics. I think it was over-discussed enough in the Young Israel. I know Shai spoke a lot about it. I know Tchelis is a hot topic here, so I decided not to talk about it. We've done it other years, but I
I have one question. Tchelis on every bag of defense.
That was Rav Shechter's argument with Rabbi Belsky. Rabbi Belsky used to wear Tchelis in the later years, but I think he wouldn't wear it on, he would only wear it on his Taos Kot and not on his Taos God.
Right.
Now, Rabbi Belsky was a very tall man with a very long frock, so you can never see his Taos Kot. Mm-hmm. So Rav Shechter used to raise the one. No, if you really hold the Tchelis, put it on your Tzitzis also, put it on your Taos God. So the answer is, we all know the answers, because we live in a world of paparazzis in the firm world also. Oh, the Shiva does it. You know, sometimes you don't want to, not everything has to be public information. I think that's the answer. A lot of people, there are a lot of Rosh Hashivas, Choshev ones, That weird chaos, but they do it bitsin. They don't need people knowing what they do or what they don't do.
I think Pastor said that he does it for himself. You know, I think he had made a point to say that.
It's not fair.
He didn't say that no one should do it. He just said, I want to, if you see me,
I asked my rabbi about chaos. He told me, I think everyone should wear chelis. Like that. I said, well, you might want to tell
he
you.
Wears it in both.
He does not wear it on his talus cover. I was going to tell you, you might want to tell your talmidim that. You have a lot of you have hundreds of talmidim. They would like to know that. That's your opinion. But okay.
If somebody's wearing
talus cover, stomach. Yeah, there's really no difference. Again, talus cover, you don't wear as often as your talus cover. Talus cover, you wear more often. So stomach, it's more kedai to put on the talus cover. Yeah. Again, there's a list. I saw once a guy wrote an article online. I don't know how reliable it is. He had a whole list of very literature. Very literally, Rosh Hashivas that wear tchelis. I don't know if they would want. Yeah, I don't know if they'd want that list being spread to the public. But there are a few. There are still. It's becoming much more popular. We'll leave it at that.
It's pretty ironic. The whole point of tzitzis is recently, so you should show it. Right, to right.
That's Amazei Kasha. We haven't said this. That's why the chassidim. That's why the chassidim wear it out. That's a bigger conversation.
Amongst the guy.
Rosh Hashivas are not. 100%.
Not the whole bag, you know?
You're supposed to see both. You're supposed to see something. We see nothing today. You don't see anything. We don't see anything.
Yes.
You see the chassidim, they have it right. But they write al pizoya at the cover. Yes. That's why they put on a vest. You think that's why they wear a vest. Everything they have is very mesut, is oiske cheshb. Okay. Maybe one day we will talk about chelik. But for now, we'll leave it off with this lumdish of chelik. No, with the zoya. No, with the zoya. It's a zoya to cover. They're very cheshb with these things. Everything, every dress code they have is, whether you agree with the cheshb or not, is different. But. Maybe that also. Everything's with the cheshb. It's very oiske cheshb. You gotta give them credit. They're very oiske cheshb. They don't just do anything, because it feels good. Very oiske cheshb to people. Okay. But al kaponim, tchelis. So the kasha that we have is, it's negeh to our sugya. Why? Why don't you have to write every configuration humanly possible? Because so if they go over number one. So
we're talking about your question is for Kriya.
My question was for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sedeh. Shagazari threw up his hand and said, well, since we can't do the mitzvah, you know, we're done, we're potter. So frak the achrayin. What do you mean, why? What do you mean, try? Try until you.
You want to donate and save Torah, saying you should write five.
According to Shagzai, you'd have to come up with a couple different configurations.
Well, you know all the questionable ones.
Right.
So it's a formula, it's that amount squared. So if you have 20, it's going to be 400 different saver codes.
Right. It's a lot to do.
Okay.
Right?
But
that's the cash. So we didn't see anyone answer it's impossible. We didn't see even anyone answer our Torah. We saw one teretz that you're going to be marbe psule sefer Torah. We saw a b'liashiv at a chiddush that the definition of a sefer Torah means when you know what you're writing. We saw other teretz. So if you take a look over number one, this is a sefer. I forgot the name of the sefer. A contemporary sefer. He writes, "Avol heichas sheyesh olov chiyav vade lasis ma'ase mitzvah. Whenever you have a chiyav to do a mitzvah, va'idei zeh sheyase mitzvah zu yeh besafik. And if you do this, there'll be a safik im nifta mechiyav. Did you fulfill your chiyav?" We don't say because nothing will be clarified by doing this mitzvah. You'll still be with the same doubt. You never sure took off your obligation. Then there is no such chiyuv to be machmir misafik. Now we have a name to blame or to attribute this to. They called the Beis Halevi Svar. Beis Halevi was the one who thought of this idea.
He said it by tchelis, so that's
I don't think the Beis Halevi said it by tchelis. I don't think so. Beis Halevi had other issues with tchelis. Beis Halevi granted did not like tchelis either, but I don't think it was because of this.
It wasn't.
Oh, I take that back. The tchelis has been a thing since the 1800s.
Yeah, no, but I'm
the
saying
Rantinas, the most recent the most development. Right. I happen to think that if Rabbi Soloveitchik would have lived today, I don't know if he would agree to tchelis because his grandfather had a tradition.
Right,
that,
and by Brisk, everything.
Right, today, they had a tradition based on the Beis Halevi, a whole story.
And Yeshiva was the one of
my classmates
was
the
grandfather of the
Rantinas. We'll see. The Rantina wrote an entire sefer on defending his tchelis, and in that sefer is very relevant to Arsik. We're going to quote from his sefer, Ayin Tchelis. In a little bit. That's for sure true.
So the facts change.
But the Beis Halevi's argument really was irrelevant to the facts. Beis Halevi argued you need to have a tradition. And we still don't have a tradition even for this tchelis. So again, I'm only speculating, not that I would know.
If somebody wore tchelis originally,
then it was lost. That's what happened. The tradition was lost. It was lost. That's the argument. Can you bring a Messiah back with just with scientific arguments? It's a Lebanon conversation. But so let's see. So if you take a look in the Birkas of Avram Erlinger, was the Rashiva, one of the Rashivas in Kol Torah was Nifter not so long ago. So in his Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, he says he heard this from Rabbi Shulam Diskin. Now it's not so far off because Rabbi Shulam Diskin was also a Rav in Brisk. They him and the Beis Halevi lived in the same, I forgot who took, I think Rabbi Shulei was before the Beis Leib. I forgot who was before, but they were both Rabbanim at some tkufa in the town of Brisk. So I guess this is a Brisk Svara bouncing around the town of Brisk. Shuv shemati b'shei Morgan ha'goyin Shulei Diskin sh'amar alma sh'hoya mi shelfi dvarov. Nimtza tseva tcheles l'kayim mitzvah tzitzis k'may shekosov. He's talking about tcheles. Says the Rabbi Shulei Diskin, now that we have this thing called tcheles, v'tanu, and their argument is shegam emyeshla stopping, but even if you don't know if it's for sure, harei sveka d'arais l'chumma. Again, the argument is not you have nothing to lose. The argument is halachic based. You have to put it on because this might be the right option. For Omar, he said, Yisoyche called Din Sveika de Reis Lechomro, Hu Shechayov and the Kaim Mitzvah Bivadoyis. That's when you have to do the Mitzvah with certainty. Avon Kogam Mikayim Nishar HaSofik. But if after I do the Mitzvah, I have no more clarity if I got it right. Zeloy Nemer Sveika de Reis Lechom. Now it's interesting. It's a very nice Svara, but is there a Makar for this? So in Svara, we can hear, I guess, maybe. Maybe in Svara we can understand that Safik Derais L'Chomer means redo it until you get it right.
It would only apply to like when you're diving with a Talos Gadol, because our minhag to wear Talos Cup and everything, it's a minhag, but does it come under the Derais?
To whatever extent you're going to put on a Talos Cup and make it Trailers. You're right. I met a guy the other day who was on Shavuos with Thomas. He was walking around. He was in a basement. He was walking around just in a t-shirt, undershirt. Someone said, why are you not wearing tzitzis? He said, I don't have to wear tzitzis. I don't know. It's not a four-cornered beged. I'm not wearing a four-cornered beged. This guy. Okay, right. He's in a bechachim. So the guy comes back 5 minutes later. He says, you know, I'm so upset. I don't have 100 brachas today because it's a fast day. The guy told him, you know, if you put on tzitzis, you can make a bracha. That's how you know the guy is so fadrate. I don't take this guy seriously. He comes around and hacks a chinek. Guys, this you can't take seriously. You know that they're full of it. They're not Emes Lamite. Something's very wrong with this guy. Okay. So he said, the guy's not Emes. You can tell from their tainas what's Emes. He's worried about 100 brachas, but he walks around without. Then I see the guy walking on the streets. He's walking through the streets of Queens wearing his tefillin on. Are you out of your mind? You're going to walk the streets wearing tefillin? What are you? You're such a madrega that you can be mechavin all the purest of kavanas when you're walking the streets wearing your tefillin? Then he comes to shul, he's wearing his earbud in his ear while he's like, come on, this guy's a madrega. So he comes over, he asks me, Shaz. I kind of push. I ask someone else. A guy like this, he can't deal with. They pick and choose what they want to do. This is not for me orthodoxy. Ask someone else. So his argument is legitimate. He's not wrong. Oh, he's wrong. But his argument sounds right. That what? I'm not wearing a beggar for Dalek. He's right. We all know Taisus Menachos. We quoted it many times. Gemara Menachos. You're right. You don't have to. But every morning we do. So the taina was, if every morning you're going to go to your shelf and pull out a pair of tzitzis and put it on, might as well make a tzitzis already. You're right. You don't have to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get you for that and all the other areas that we do. You know. But once you're going to go and buy, we all buy tzitzis, right? Once we're doing that, so might as well buy the pair of tchelis. Now, it happens to me, the pair of tchelis is more expensive, just to throw that out there. It's more expensive. Much more. So I gave a shit once, and the guy came up to me and said, if I sponsor your tchelis, will you put on tchelis? Now we're getting more complicated over here, but it's a little more tricky conversation. Right.
Oh, you've
Ephraim Goldberg claims. Ephraim Goldberg said in his share, I find this very mechudash. I'll just repeat it because he said it. I heard it a couple times from him on a share. He said that when they first started this tumult with the trails, they went to Rabbi Eliashiv. And they asked Rabbi Eliashiv about it. Rabbi Eliashiv said, because it's so pricey, if I'm going to sign off on it, you're going to have Yidden all over the world that are going to wear it. And they don't have the money. And therefore, it's not kedai to push it. It's a chiddush. For Rabbi Eliashiv, Mamish felt that this is a key in their rights as trails. I would think he would tell people to do it. But that's what he claimed. Rabbi Yashiv said, if I endorse it, the Yidden could barely put bread on the table. They're going to not spend extra money on tchelas.
So if it's the tchelas, then
it's not even the mitzvah. We're not yoytze the full version of the mitzvah. Because we might say, we pass, and that's not market. But the best way to do the mitzvah is with tchelas. So you would argue, hit the mitzvah, or whatever, all these types of svaras. I would imagine that, I don't know. This is what he said, that Rabbi Yashiv did not want to endorse it. It's a form of a hiddur mitzvah, I guess you could say that. But you would assume that, right? It's shav, it's hiddur mitzvah, it's a mitzvah b'shalim musa, and they talk a lot about this. But I would imagine if Yashiv felt that this is the way to do it, it's hard to imagine that's why he would
tell me. Because he's starting him so well. I mean,
but if he believed it's right, if Yashiv really believed that this is the right tchelis based on the signs, I would think he would sign off on it. Okay, basically.
He's going to start with the song.
You're bringing it back. They say Reb Zalman Nechemi Goldberg put on tchelis.
What?
So they say Reb Zalman Nechemi Goldberg used to wear tchelis. From Zalman's son-in-law. But they say there was also a story why he wore it. They say he only wore it because it was, someone came to him and asked him specifically to put it on. So they all have these terutzim to, you know, why nothing's a riot to anything. Okay, it's a discussion. It's getting more popularity for sure. Benching. You had the Shabbos meal and you dozed off at the end of the Shabbos meal. You have no idea if you benched. Your mamish cannot remember. Okay, okay. That's so that's going to be a very important chiluk. Where the suffix lies. The mashal, we're going to get a little sidetracked. Let's say a tumtum. Tumtum. Very popular in the news today, something along those lines. Right, a guy's pushing, not sure what his gender is. So is he mechuyev to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah?
Not only is he mechuyev, could he be yotze with somebody else who's not.
To be yotze.
Is that like Megillah?
No, he could be yotze. The question is, could be moitze someone else.
Right.
Shaz, is he mechuyev? Let's say a guy tumtums live by himself. Is he mechuyev on Rosh Hashanah, on Sukkot, to go shake this? If he's a lamed, he'll say, why should I bother? Maybe I'm a nisha. On Saturday, I'm a nisha and potter. So you say to him, what are you talking about? Savik derais lachum. He said, what's savik derais lachum? Even after the savik, I still don't know where I stand. Well, another case we'll talk about in a few minutes.
I don't know where you stand, but if you did it, it doesn't matter where you stand.
But again, you can't. Again, we're not disagreeing on this. There's no downside.
You don't know at the end if you were.
Exactly. We'll talk about another case. Again, we're giving away the whole share today. But what happens if you do a mitzvah? Let's say you shake lulav bein hashmashes between day and night. At the first time, you couldn't get a hold of a lulav a whole day. The first time you get a hold of a lulav is right after shkia.
So this is basically what Jake was saying. It depends what's the suffix. So, is the suffix in you or is it in the mitzvah itself?
Good. That's what we're going to get to. Okay. So let's see. So Bevorm Erlinger sounds like this. So he quotes, so now we either attribute, blame is the wrong word. We either attribute it to the Beis HaLevi, or we attribute it to a Mishul like Diskit. Whoever we're going to attribute it to, it's a Gavaldik Yisayit, remember. Savi Dereis L'chumma for a mitzvah only means what? It means when, after you push yourself to redo it, you'll know for sure if you did the mitzvah or not. Now, we could get sidetracked, and I don't want to, but the famous machloek is Rambam and Rajba, but Stam is a Safik Isser. Where does Safik Dereis L'chumma originally originate from? It originates from Isser. Let's say, for example, you have a piece of meat. You don't know if it's kosher or not. So we say Safik Dereis L'chumma. Yeah? Is that a din derais or that's a din derabanan? So this is a very famous machlokes, Rambam and Rajba, whether that's a din derais or that's only a din derabanan. Right? There's a lot of goodies over here. This can take us way off track, which I don't want to get involved in. So we'll just mention it to say we're yoytze to the mitzvah of mentioning it. But there's a famous machlokes, we're showing by Isser. Forget mitzvah for a second. By Isser. I come to the table, I don't know what the status of this piece of meat is. So we say, it might be pig. It's called a shiloh from being macholos asurus, derais. So I mean, derais l'chum. Is that derais or that's derabanan? The Rambam sheet is that's only derabanan. It's only derabanan. Mid derais, as far as Hashem's concerned, you can eat that piece of meat.
Meaning the cloud is made from derabanan.
Correct. Mid derais. And now this is negated to us a little bit. Why? Why does the Rambam hold that? Because the Rambam holds the way the Judaism was structured, everything has to be certainty. Certainly usher and certainly a mitzvah. We live in a world of certainty. No maybes. How could the Rambam say sovik derais and mid derais is mutter? What do you mean? You might be eating treif. The answer is because the Rambam holds that Isurim, the way we live our life, is with certainty. I can't do something which is for sure a crime. If I'm doing something which might be a crime, might not be a crime, is okay. That's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam holds Safik Deraisa Mid Deraisa is Lakula.
Right. Mina Torah,
yes.
Is a Safik, you can do it.
Safik Isur Deraisa, I can be made. According to the Rambam, if I come to the table, I have no idea what the status of this business meat is. For all I know, it has every trefa thing in the world, but I just don't know. I can eat a piece of meat. The Rabbanan said you can. But the Torah? So what's the Svara? The Svar is that the Torah said you can't do Isurim. If this is not Vade Yosef, then it's not Yosef. It's a whole new way of looking at Judaism.
Or usually, if it's not Vade Mutter, maybe it should be Yosef.
No, that's the Machlokes. The Rambam holds. The Rambam holds Isur Vade Yosef Torah. The Torah said you can't do certainty Isurim, you're not allowed to do it. But this is not a certain Isur. Now, this also applies to mitzvahs. Why? Same thing with the mitzvah. The Rambam will tell you that when it says something that writes the Chumah means you have to do a mitzvah, what does it mean I have to do a mitzvah? It means I actually have to do a mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah. It might be a mitzvah. So what's might? Again, just like might be an isser is not usser, might be a mitzvah is not a mitzvah. Now, I don't know if I want to go all off track, but there's a kuntris that was written by Menachem Zemba's son. Menachem Zemba had a son who died at 19. He wrote a moedik kuntris, the sefer. Forgot the name of it. And there he quotes a chassam sefer. And the chassam sefer, he writes that the chassam sefer holds, when you do a mitzvah misafik, you get zero credit. Not even like safik mitzvah. Zero credit. It's a garnish. It's nothing. Safik mitzvah. The Rambam, the Chassam Sefer talks about a case where a person eats safik matzah. Let's say a guy has matzah on Pesach. He's not sure if it's kosher or not kosher matzah. Safik matzah. Whatever the case may be. So the Chassam Sefer, and after he eats that, it's ki'ilu, he ate zero. we would have said, what do you mean? It's chotch something mitzvah. Maybe on the side that the matzah was kosher. Zoktik sam sefer. It's zero. It's nothing. A safikim, a mitzvah is not a mitzvah.
That's only if you hold by the Rambam, which we don't, that it's safik maresa is a din the Rabbah.
No, I see. He says it even more. Sam sefer says that even in the Rashi. Even if you hold that suffix isna, that's not shver. Isna versus mitzvah. Right. The Chassam Sofer passes, he quotes the Chassam Sofer in Shabbos, that the Chassam Sofer held, if you eat suffix matzah, we force you to do everything again. Because Kilo, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, it's as if you did zero, nothing.
We find out later it was kosher.
Oh, we don't know now. Right now, in this current situation, you didn't do a ma'aseh mitzvah. We would have argued.
It's not.
No, it could be chametz. It could be, let's say, suffix l'shma. Let's say it was baked Lishmarnat. So on the side of it, it's a Shema Yoyt. So we would have argued, no. There's a 50% chance that he's okay. No, it's not a 50%. It's a zero. Because a Suffolk mitzvah is not a mitzvah.
So why would you have Suffolk Rabban Lakura? In other words, you wouldn't.
Okay. So this is something we do need to talk a little bit more about. It might come up again. Keep in mind this Rambam. That the Rambam sheet is Suffolk Deraisa, the Chumra is only a Din Rabbanan. And whether that flows to mitzvahs also. Now, the truth is, in that shtickle from Reb Nachum Zemba, on the footnote, they call for a Pinchas Hirschsprung. Anyone from Montreal should know a Pinchas Hirschsprung. It's a shame more people don't know a Pinchas Hirschsprung. Only people from Montreal know him. It's a shud.
And Michael.
Right?
Exactly.
Pinchas Hirschsprung was one of the great, great Kedalia of our previous generation that people don't know enough about. It's a shame.
I think Reb Shecht even got us coming.
And one of his swarm, he got us coming for Pinchas Hirschsprung. It's a shame people don't know enough about him. I happen to know his son. His son used to float around Queens for a while until COVID. Then he went back to Montreal. I think he's still in Montreal. It's, whatever. So Pinchas Hirschsprung on the footnote quotes.
Was he in Baltimore also?
His son. No. Pinchas Hirschsprung? No. Pinchas Hirschsprung came straight after the war to Montreal or Toronto first, and then Montreal the rest of his life. He came to Toronto after the war. He was a Talmud of Meir Shapiro. He was in Lublin. He survived the war, lost his whole family. He came to America. He married a Canadian girl. His wife was Canadian. She wasn't, and he stayed in he first moved to Toronto, then he moved to Montreal. And he did a lot of amazing things in the city of Montreal. It's a shame. More people don't know about him. It's a big avla. He did a koinade, one of the gedolei of a previous generation. So he writes over there, he says that he told Reb Nachum Zemba this. He says he told Reb Nachum Zemba that he has a raya from a Rashi Psochim, Daf Samachay. I'm trying to figure that Rashi wasn't so easy. That's why I didn't put it on the sheets. But he has a rabbi. So he tied that he has a raya from a Rashi Psochim to this Yisoy that we're calling now the Yishul of Diskin. He said Reb Nachum Zemba liked it very much. Reb Nachum Zemba enjoyed this raya that he has. Maybe we'll see the raya or not, but it's a complicated sugyim sochim. Way that the Pirchas Hirschsprung told him Nachum Zemba, and Nachum Zemba said, "Yeah, I hear, I like the raya to this Yisoy." So it might be even attributed to Rashi. We'll see how early we can attribute this raya to. But let's take a look. Let's take a look at the end of the Birkas of Avraham Erlinger. So Avraham Erlinger writes, "V'avon dvara." What's the svara to say that something deraisa only is after you do it, you still know what happened? Al pi achavas das, based on the svar of the nesivus. Shupirish shikashem shesvilei le Rambam shebechol isur yesh lefarish. Kimoy ben mamzer. When it comes to isur, let's say mamzer. Vaday v'loy mamzer sofik. The Rambam holds a midderaisa. The only thing that's also is something that you know for sure is also not something that you're not sure about. Shodon mitzuvi rak al mamzer vaday v'enei mitzuvi al sofik. The Rambam held that the same way when it comes to isurim, the only thing that's also by isurim are vaday isurim. Same thing with mitzvahs. You only have to do mitzvahs that are for sure. Yeah, you can put in your book, you can check off and say, I did this. And I put it in my account. If you can't say that, then there's no mitzvah. So let's come back to this in a second.
You don't know
if
you did the mitzvah.
The question is, the philosophical question is, does the Torah want us to try our best, or does the Torah want to see an end result? That's really the Redzina's argument back. Redzina's argument is, no, what are you talking about? You sound so petty that you're all about reward. If you don't think about reward, then you say, keep trying, right? So let's try a little bit some rayas in Gemara first. Let's take a look in Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Very geshmaki Gemara. The Gemara talks about a case where a guy has to make his Rosh Hashanah plans. Right? Either he goes to hotel number one or hotel number two. He's got to figure out which one he likes better. But the two cities to go to, each one has a mile and each one has a chassar. Right? City number one is that he'll definitely hear the brachas of Malchi, Zechariah, and Shofar. They have a chazan, good chazan, but there's no shofar there. Gevaldig chazan, great food, great program, speakers, right? All that. Just no shofar. So people will go to such a program one day else. Okay, no shofar. You go to the Shabbos this year. fine. Shabbos this year, the first day of Shabbos, Shabbos, there is no Shofar. But you'll get Malkiyus Zechorias and Shofars. You go to the other city, you'll get Shofar. But you won't get Malkiyus Zechorias and Shofars. Which city should you go to? So most of us would say,
Stay home.
Zog the Gemara, you have two cities. One of the cities, Toikin, they're going to blow a Shofar. Uba'achas Mevorchim. And one city, they're going to make the brachas. Doesn't mean the bracha on the shofar. It means the brachas of Malkiyus Zechorias and Shofars. Says the Gemara, Holchem L'makim Shetoikin. You go to the place where there's a shofar, Vein Holchem L'makim Shemavorchim. Don't go to the place where you got Malkiyus Zechorias and Shofars. Right? The Gemara, Pshita. Hadei Reisa, Hadei Rabbana. What type of question is that? Malkiyus Zechorias and Shofars is Dinder Rabbana. Shofars is Dinder Reisa. What's the Shiloh? Light Tzricha. No, the case over here is the Afogav, the Havadai, the Hosofer. Says the Gemara, no, the case is not so simple. The case is if you go to the city to where the shofar is, there might be a shofar. You won't know till you get there. 50% chance. You go to the town where there's the brachas, you're for sure going to get the brachas. So what do you have over here?
Why is that one story? The
no, no, that was the case. No, no, this was the case. This is the given case. The case was city A is a 50% chance. The caterer said, we'll have unbelievable food, maybe a shofar. Don't worry, there'll be good food. Fine. The other town said, no, we for sure will give you brachas, we for sure will not give you shofar. Where do you go? So what's the balancing act? You have a vadai mitzvah derabanan, safik mitzvah deraisa. So Zog to Gemara, which one wins? Says the Gemara, you know what wins? What wins is the Vada, the Suffolk Dairaisa wins. Now, does this Gemara impact our original Shiloh? So when I first saw this Gemara, I said, absolutely no Shaykhs. Why does this Gemara have absolutely no Shaykhs to our Shiloh? Because over here, if I go to the city that has the Shofar, by the time Rosh Hashanah is over, I'll know whether or not I got the mitzvah. I will know. I will not live in this. I will not come into Motzi Rosh Hashanah with the doubt, did I or didn't I? I'll know for sure I did. Or I didn't, but I'll know. I have clarity. So if you learn the chiddush of Shulam Diskin the Beis Levi is that what? That when you do a mitzvah, you have to know at the end of the day where you stand. This Gemara has no relevance. Depending what the suffix is. But then the more I thought about it, and I saw that the Radzina makes this argument, maybe not. When you're making your plans in Erev Rosh Hashanah, are you making your plans? Where to go? Go here, go there. So what was the pushing reason to go to the city where the Shofar was? For Safik Derais L'chum. But can you say Safik Derais L'chum right now? When I leave to go to that town, I do not have certainty that I'm going to get the mitzvah. Good, I'll have it after the fact. But is that good enough to have it after the fact? Maybe I have to have it now. Again, when I'm going to rebench my second time, I know for sure right now, when I rebench the second time, I'm going to get it. Here, when I go to that town, do I know for sure I'm going to get it? No. So what's the argument back? But you'll know afterwards. Who cares? I'll know afterwards. Maybe that's not what these Zechorin meant to know afterwards. Maybe you have to know before you do it.
Yeah, what? Knowing afterwards that you didn't do it, how does that
happen? Or that you did.
But either way, how does that help?
Right, L'chayrit. So let's see what the Birchas Avram writes. Says Rav Omer Erlinger, L'fizeh, Heruni was pointed out to me, the lo yechiev ha-tayr le'lechol makim sheish tafik in mikayim mitzvahs ha-tayr. Frekter, the Rav Omer Erlinger, why should you have to go to the city where the Shofar is? You don't know for sure if you'll be mikayim the mitzvah or not. The loyshayer can savik derayis l'chumra. He says, "Me or near a day in a king." It's not true. Why? The whole divrei agayim b'shulei diskin einam ela agam kishy kaim yishar sof. The chiddush of b'shulei leib is even after you do the mitzvah, you're still left with certainty. Avol kanim yagil amokim matzo dain sama kiyas ariyotzi vadi dechayva satur. Whatever here says above Avom Elinger, it's not the same. B'shulei leib diskin. Let's say by tchilas. After I put on tchilas, do I know for sure I got a mitzvah? No. Here I'm all for sure when Rosh Hashanah is over, either yeah or no. I hear what he's saying, but I would flip it and say, maybe not. Maybe that's not the way to look at it. Maybe look at it before I'm planning what to do. I'm out to journey. I'm going to pick a place for Rosh Hashanah. Right now, how can I justify going to City A? Because maybe I won't have a shaykh. If you learn like Yimshul Leib Diskin, I can hear a very good argument. And Tak, I found later, the Regina says this. Regina says, no, this Kumar Tak is a kash. Because what do you see from this Kumar? That I am mechuyev to go to town A, knowing right now with my current information, I have no idea if I'll get the mitzvah. Good, you'll tell me, but afterwards you'll know. Who cares afterwards? This whole din is what you're supposed to do now. Savi Derais L'chum is now do this to get this. But I don't know if I'll get this now. So I think this Gemara is not as poshut as Rabbi Avraham Erlinger kind of makes it sound like. He makes it sound like, yeah, no, this Gemara is no shaykhis, because in this Gemara you'll know after the fact.
Would that be the same as writing several Sefer Torah?
It would be the same thing as writing a lot of Sefer Torah. Then you say, well, after all this, I know I got it somewhere.
I know it.
No,
I do every configuration.
You do every configuration. Right.
So that's doing that. How does that slot that into what we just said?
I would argue
for sure that somewhere there's a kosher Torah.
Right, so if you learn the way that the Ravom Erlinger is learning Yerushalayim Diskin, then you would have to do that.
It would.
Right.
Because it's somewhere.
That's right.
Right.
So what do we have so far? Just a quick recap. So we have this Kiddush from the we'll call it from the town of Brisk, about this din of a Savi Derais Lechom. And we have this Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which is debatable. We'll see, Belina, the next week, that this was not made up by Reb Shulab Diskin. This was not made up by Reb Salevi. Again, Pinchas Hirschman thinks it's a Rashi, but we'll see. Perhaps it's a Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim was earlier than all of them. He already developed this Yisrael. And then, I don't know, then we'll see. It's not really a Prima Gadim. It's really around in Sukkah. It's got to come back to Rishonim. This Yisrael can't be only an Acharei Yisrael. So, Belinada, we'll finish this up a little bit more, and I really want to go Vaita. I don't want to spend, again, we could spend weeks on this. We really could, but I've gained to go Vaita. So, after this, Mustamo, maybe just next week we'll finish up, and then we'll go ultimately Vaita in this, yeah, in this topic. Right. Okay.
Uh-oh.